Now, an ordinary kid on Father's Day.
Father's Day. It's like Mother's Day light. Come on, is it even a real holiday? I've heard of Arbor Day, but I'm not giving a gift to a tree. Plus, Dad always tells me that he doesn't want anything anyways. Just some peace and quiet so he can watch his sports ball. That's fine, I guess. But if the Wi-Fi goes down, I'm coming for you, old man. Just kidding, Dad. I love you. Not as much as Mom, but happy Father's Day.
This has been An Ordinary Kid on Father's Day.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
So, another Jack Glaze salmon and anything for you.
Wait, what is Jack Glaze?
It's our special sauce that we put on the salmon. It's molasses and honey and Jack Daniels.
It has alcohol in it? No, he doesn't drink.
Oh, don't worry. The alcohol cooks down with the fish.
But what if you get the sauce on the side and it isn't cooked with the fish?
That would explain why we have so many drunk kids here.
Hey, Howard, there's your Chinaman.
Oh, thanks, Fred.
Hi, Don.
What the...
What's he doing on the ground there? What happened?
Put a mirror in front of his mouth.
Howard, he's dead.
Oh, shit. I paid $7,000 for a wedding. I'll never see it.
Oh, watch your language, Mr. Dirty Mouth.
Well, thank God he is still warm.
Oh, good.
Here, I'll help you.
Here,
I'll
help you.
Shh.
Canine cologne.
Oh, no more Yankee, my Wanky. The donga need food.
Hell, he's three sheets to the wind. He's drunk as a skunk.
Oh, why don't you shut up, Fred? Shut up, dude. Dong. Dong.
Dong, Grandpa is talking to you.
Dong, where is my automobile?
Automobile? Lake. Big lake.
Why, you little scuzzbag. Whoa!
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
That is so stupid.
Getting drunk in the morning. Who are you, Kathy Lee Gifford?
We may not hook up with women, but we really understand women.
So is everybody excited for Father's Day on Sunday?
Very proud to be your son.
Happy Father's Day.
Father's Day this Sunday.
How do you want to celebrate?
Make Father's Day cards.
Happy Father's Day.
Are you the father?
You are the father.
Happy Father's Day, Daddy.
Happy Father's Day, Dad.
Make sure you wish your father a happy Father's Day.
It's showtime.
Yeah, it is the Mike Show. It's the Finally Friday edition. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa.
Hello!
How do you get our live show and our feature channel on Alexa, you ask? Well, you simply enable the skill. You just do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And she will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434.
Hello!
Our podcast is even easier to listen to on Alexa. You just say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And...
Hello!
She will. So the podcast is a repack of the live show that we do between 8 and 11. We take all the segments and interviews and things, and we repack them, sans music, into a full-length and anatomically correct podcast. It's up and loaded sometime a little bit after noon or so. You can find it on all the platforms, Amazon, Music, RSS.com, Apple, you can find it on Spotify, pretty much everywhere you find your podcast. You can always go to radio434.com and click on the Mike Show channel. There's a link to it there as well. And you can watch the show on our Facebook Live. That is at the Mike Show VA. All one word, no spaces, at the Mike Show VA on Facebook. All right, coming up on today's program, we have, well, Rob's going to be joining us. He claims he's on his way, so I believe him. We also have Kayla, who's going to be joining us from the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. We had to bump Kayla yesterday, so we're getting her in today. We got Kent from your Lynchburg Hillcats. He's going to be joining us, telling us about their home stand and upcoming promotions. And Riley is going to be joining us from your Lynchburg Community Market, talking about the market this Saturday, the Wednesday market, and all the different promotions and things they have going on. So we've got a whole bunch of Father's Day stuff since this weekend is Father's Day Sunday. And let's where's the thing at? I had it right here. No, and I got this. Here it is. I got it. So how often do you call dad for help versus how many times do you call mom for help? Well, it depends on why, okay? So we've got that for you, and we're going to talk about the top things dad taught us that mom never could. That's all on the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra, because it's your life.
We'll help you live it.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community, Three Roads Brewery.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
Father's Day is Sunday. What do I get for the man who has everything? And by everything, I mean he has all he wants. Like his old beat-up t-shirts from college. And even though I buy him underwear, he prefers the old ripped-up pairs. He calls them broken in. So this year, just wrap up some of his old shirts and underwear. He'll love it. All right, I'll take him to the brew house, too.
That's awesome. Take him to Three Roads. It's The Mike Show. So darned happy you could join us on the Finally Friday edition. All right, so don't forget to call your dad for Father's Day this weekend. Hopefully, you've never had to call him about other things. A poll asked people about different scenarios and whether they would call their mom or their dad for help. Okay. And it found that moms are more likely to get the call when kids need emotional support, like you're sick or you did bad on a test in school. But when we're dealing with more serious issues, dad is the one we're more likely to call. 59% of young adults would call their dad first if they crashed the family car. 62% would call dad instead of mom if they were sitting in a jail cell. All right, so we got that to deal with. Great. So with that, that brings us to our top list. Sure, mom taught us most of the life skills we need to survive this cold, hard world. But dad came through with some gems of his own. Well, sort of. So in honor of Father's Day, we present this list, today's list, our top list today, top things dad taught us that mom never could. All right, here we go. Number one, shirts are dish towels with a collar. Top things dad taught us that mom never could. The only place to pee on a golf course is behind a tree. No, not the John. The tree. Top things Dad taught us that Mom never could. You can sneak booze into a football game in a Pringles can. Oh, no, I'm pretty sure Mom taught us that, too. Top things Dad taught us Mom never could. Boxes must always be crushed before stuffing them into the recycling bin. There's no place better to spend a Sunday afternoon than Sam's Club. Top things Dad taught us that Mom never could. Roadhouse isn't a movie. It's a spiritual journey. By the way, if you have to ask which one, your dad card has been officially revoked. Top things Dad taught us that Mom never could. Shorts can't have enough pockets. Top things Dad taught us. It's our top list today in honor of Father's Day. Top things Dad taught us Mom never could. Closing the door while using the bathroom is a matter of personal choice. Every team commits pass interference except ours. Top things Dad taught us that Mom never could. Chicken wings are a meal. No, Mom taught us that. Mom taught us that in our household. Yep. Top things Dad taught us Mom never could. Your grandfather is way tougher on him than he ever was on you. And top things Dad taught us that Mom never could. Always blame the dog for that smell. There we go. The Mike Show. Coming up. We have news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centra.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centra, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centra can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
This is not headline news. Taco Bell unveiled the Big Cheez-It Crunchwrap and the Big Cheez-It Tostada. Perfect for anyone who was eating a big item at Taco Bell and said, this would be better with a giant Cheez-It. A woman unaware she was even pregnant gave birth at a Virginia Taco Bell. The child was healthy, unlike everything else at the restaurant. Russell Crowe says at the age of 60, he has a ton of regrets. Number one on his list is really going to town on the chocolate fountain at Golden Corral. And golfer Rory McIlroy says his divorce is off. He says he and his wife just decided to take a mulligan. This is not headline news.
No, it's not. It's the Mike Show. All right. So, and I didn't even click on this. Why? Am I just rushing through the day?
I don't know. I mean, it's Friday. Maybe you're already at the beach.
No, I'm not, because I have to work tomorrow in Farmville.
Yeah, but so, in your head, maybe you're like,
no.
Beach mind.
Actually, what I do have on my mind is Maddie has the first dress rehearsal for her camp play at the academy today at 11:30. So I am, I guess, you know, kind of mentally trying to rush through and get out the door in time so that I'm on time. Because, you know, heavens forbid I would be a couple minutes behind.
Yeah, no, you don't want to do that.
For any reason whatsoever. Good Lord. Anyway, now we talked about we're going to Disney.
Yep.
We talked about that. And so LendingTree did a survey, and they found 45% of parents who take their kids to Disney World take on debt in order to do it. I'm going to tell you how smart this lady is. And I would advise anyone planning to do a Disney trip. Okay? Tab created an investment account last year specifically for the Disney trip. And when we go, it will literally be paid for in full.
Nice.
Including spending money. So there is this. She's so smart. Very, very smart.
Yeah.
But now think about this. The average debt was $1,983, so almost $2,000. Just to take your kids to Disney World. Majority of the parents said they have no regrets, though. 59% say that it's worth it. Plenty of Disney adults think it's worth it, too. 29% of Disney goers make the trip without kids. And 16% of those people took on debt to do it. There's not too much you can do about the cost of admission and things like plane tickets. But here's one way you can save. Eat before you get there. Yeah, right. Food and drinks at the park were the top things people said they went over budget on.
Yeah.
Transportation and hotels are next.
Yeah.
With Father's Day coming up, we ventured onto the interwebs to come up with some fun facts, stats, and studies. So yeah. here's a quick rundown.
We did all the work for you.
All the work for ye. According to Google Trends, the most searched Father's Day sales are grills, tools, TVs, then golfing and fishing equipment. The most searched Father's Day recipes: potato salad, egg salad, sourdough bread, French toast, and chocolate cake.
Huh.
Okay.
Now, see that list of gifts?
Yeah.
You know, the grill and the fishing. Yeah. That all sounds like decent stuff.
That's excellent stuff.
TVs?
Mm-hmm.
Dad wants all that stuff.
I'll take it all. Dads aren't going to hurt your feelings when asked if you don't like a gift from your children. You know, do you tell them you don't like it or pretend that you like it? 87% of dads absolutely positively pretend that they like it. Only 6% say they'd admit that they don't, and they're just douches.
Yeah.
7% say it depends, which may be the situations when you bought them something they did want, but they want or need something in a different size or different style or brand or something. So maybe they'd say they were returning it to get another version. I don't know. On average, dads who would want a gift expect their significant other to spend at least $76 and their child to spend $33. If you're really adventurous, you could consider moving your father to a place that appreciates them more. Like a nursing home? Wallet Hub.
What does that mean?
Well, here, I've got more on that story.
Okay.
Wallet Hub has a list of the best states for working dads. The top five are Massachusetts, Washington, D.C., which they included, Connecticut, New Jersey, and Minnesota. I think this is just dumb. On the other end, bottom five are New Mexico, West by God, Virginia, Mississippi, M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I, Nevada, and Oklahoma. They considered stuff like average working hours for men, men's life expectancy, unemployment rates for dads with young kids, income, insurance, and child care costs.
You know, I told you that Father's Day is number 20 on the list of holidays.
Yeah.
Arbor Day comes before it.
Yeah, yeah.
People like trees more than dads.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
I don't understand.
I don't know either. All right, coming up, we are going to get much smarter.
Let's hope.
Yeah, with your five random facts, we're going to get much, much more smarter-er with Nerd News this week in science. Yeah. And then we're going to get dumb. With your stupid criminals.
Well, with all the dad facts we just gave, I already feel
I feel
a little bit of a tingling going on. I'm thinking that's the smartness
maybe
that's happening.
It could be something else. You may need a cream
here
for that.
Or that stinking rash.
Yeah. You may need a cream.
Yeah.
This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Summer has arrived at Bank of the James Stadium as the Lynchburg Hillcats return home to square off against the Augusta Green Jackets June 11th through the 16th. On Friday, you're going to want to be here early as we're giving away bobbleheads for former Hillcat and MLB Cy Young Award winner Shane Bieber. On Saturday, we're raising money for cancer research with our fireworks show. Then on Sunday, we say Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there with a celebratory pig roast. Don't miss the kickoff to summer and get your tickets at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman with Share Greater Lynchburg. Share is an online platform that helps neighbors discover ways to support, serve, or shop for over 150 local area nonprofits all in one place, 365 days a year. You can learn more at sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
K-H-F.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day. We cram your head full of usable information. You can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be.
Yep.
We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. Mm-hmm. You may want to tell Riley, though. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody might just tell you.
Wow.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's
maybe
possible.
It is.
Not much surprises Riley, though, so I doubt you'd get a wow out of her.
You never know. Okay. All right, number one. There is a common belief that 9 out of 10 restaurants fail in their first year. A 20-year study found it's more like 17% or 1 in 6. Okay.
Anything you want to say about that, Riley?
I don't own a restaurant, so if I ever do, I'll let you know.
Number two. Alanis Morissette gets credit in the Oxford English Dictionary. I said the Oxford English Dictionary.
Hello.
Hello. There they are. For creating the phrase, friends with benefits. She used it in the lyrics of her song, Head Over Feet, in 1995. Quote, you're my best friend, best friend with benefits, end quote.
Hey, here's a side random fact about her.
Yeah.
Did you know the song You Ought to Know?
Yes.
Well, you know who it was written about, right?
Dave Coulier.
Yeah, from Full House.
Yeah, the guy that goes, hey, rookie, let's be pull a rabbit out of your hat.
Yeah, the clown guy.
Yeah.
He's the one that gave us
the
that
one.
Album.
He is the one. He's responsible.
Did you just say wow?
She did say wow.
All right.
Wow. Yeah. Number three. Here, wait. Let's get some music in here. There we go. All right, number three. Ronald Reagan was going to pick Gerald Ford as his running mate in 1980, but Ford, who was president, refused to just be vice president. He wanted him and Reagan to be co-presidents. Reagan considered it, but he went with George H.W. Bush instead.
How can you?
Exactly.
You can't just consider being a. I mean, I'm pretty sure that has to be voted on and all that stuff.
I mean,
it's not for me.
Constitution?
Yeah. Well, Jerry, no, I'm not going to do that. Number four. The 2000 NBA draft was so bad that advanced statistics show the players from the draft collectively made their teams lose a total of 17.3 games more than they would have without those players.
Jeez.
So they should have just passed. Pass on the draft.
Can you imagine if the
no thanks.
NBA was just like, you know, we're good.
Yeah, we're good.
No, thank you.
Yeah, NBA draft, No, I don't think we're gonna do that this time.
you can form your own team and we'll play against you.
Just seal it. Go to Europe. Go to Europe. Bye.
You can be the Boise didn't get picked. That could be your team.
Number five, Ulysses S. Grant's middle name was Ulysses. His real first name was Hiram. He swapped his first and second names when he was registered for the military because he didn't want to have the initials of Hug, H-U-G.
Well, he also gave himself another initial.
Yeah, he did. S.
I mean, I guess if you're him, you can just do stuff like that.
Do whatever. But the S, here's where the S comes into play. It was mistakenly added when he got in because his mother's maiden name was Simpson, making his initials U.S. That led to him picking a nickname Uncle Sam. You got all that?
This man has a very complicated name.
What was his name?
Alanis Morissette did the. She's got the friends with benefits.
Yeah, with Ulysses S. Grant.
What's the?
It was actually Hiram Simpson Ulysses S.
Can you read the first one again?
Uncle Sam.
Can we start?
Yeah. There's a common belief that 9 out of 10 restaurants fail in their first year.
Huh.
20-year study found it's more like 17% or 1 in 6. And those are your five random facts.
7 random facts.
Yeah. The Mike Show. Hi, everybody. So happy you could join us on this Finally Friday edition. Riley is joining us from Lynchburg Community Market. What's going on?
How are you guys?
You know, reading random facts.
Pretty much what you see is what you get.
Poorly, I guess. And actually,
what you see is not even what you get.
Yeah,
we don't even
very little comprehension. And
we don't bring a whole lot to the table.
Very little. Yeah. Very little. I don't know. I just don't know. Hi, Riley.
Hi.
So Lynchburg Community Market is really, honestly, one of my favorite places. Because it's got everything. It's not just a farmer's market, but you got regular hours with permanent shops and all kinds of food options. And great place to just chill out. Plus, you have the Crafters Gallery. What else can you tell us about Lynchburg Community Market? Or are we done?
Well, that is a good summary of it for sure. But we also have our Wednesday farmer markets now all through the summer. So on Wednesdays, we have an additional farmer's market from 9 to 1 outside. So you have 2 chances a week to come get your fresh produce instead of just on Saturdays.
Okay.
And that is always a good thing for, you know, whether you're a resident of downtown or whether you work downtown or whatever, if you happen to be here and you want to stop in and hit up some of the farmers, are they the same farmers as Saturdays or are they maybe a little bit different?
There's some overlap. We have a few favorites from Saturdays that are there on Wednesdays, and then we also have some new farmers as well.
Okay. Do you have any other activities going on during the Wednesday Farmers Market?
Not officially. That's our main focus right now. We'll come back around to events in the fall and winter time, but for now we're sticking with this. There's a little bit of construction planned for Main Street, so we are trying to keep things in our parking lot and in our space as much as possible. No, it's okay.
It's just a little bit. Don't even worry about it, gang.
It's just a little bit. You want them to do it, I swear.
Yeah, it's because things need fixed. So let them fix it, okay? For the love of God. And there's plenty of places to park. We were talking about all the events coming up and specifically some bigger events that are coming up in August. Tab, she did a parking survey for the spaces that are going to be displaced on Church Street during Hill City Slide. Mm-hmm. And there literally are only 40 spaces that are going to be displaced for that slide. But then they've opened up and they've accessed other parking lots so that people can use the one at CVACL and other spaces that are just right in and around there.
Right.
And they ended up opening up like 200 additional spots. So parking is not the issue that some people want to make it. And construction isn't the issue either.
Especially on weekends. You're good. Promise.
You are good. And we just had a ton of people move out of our building. So we have a lot more spaces in front of our building. Which is about to undergo some construction.
And people can park at your house, right, Riley?
Yeah, sure. You can walk. Shuttle. It should be a nice light walk of like a few hours.
Yeah, yeah.
To downtown. So
you have a shuttle though, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, Riley's offering a shuttle.
My shuttle services.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. None of that's going to happen.
With peanuts and drinks.
Yes, peanuts, drinks, and a movie, an in-flight movie. Yeah.
See.
You know, see, Rob's going to be so disappointed when he doesn't get peanuts or drinks or snacks or even a ride.
Well, technically, I'm not allowed within 1,000 feet of Riley's house anymore.
Oh, my God.
There's that.
The Lynchburg Community Market is physically located on the corner of Main and 12th Street in downtown Lynchburg. Start off your Saturday, start off your Wednesday, and even you have regular hours during the week that folks can enjoy the market and all the permanent shops and the crafters gallery. Yep. When are they?
So through the week, we are open Tuesday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2.
Okay. And you can be found on the interwebs where?
LynchburgCommunityMarket.com is our website. And then we have a Facebook and an Instagram, which are both Lynchburg Community Market.
All right. See, I'm glad we got that settled.
Yeah.
All right. Riley, thank you so much. Each and every week, either you or Darius joins us, and we really appreciate it. And we look forward to seeing you at the market.
Yeah. See you guys there.
All right.
See you, Riley.
Coming up. We. No, you won't.
See, I'll...
See, no, there's no ride for you. There's no peanuts. There's no shop.
All right, Riley. Maybe I'll see you sometime.
Someday.
Coming up, we're going to get really, really smart with Nerd News. It's this week in science. It's just science. Don't be afraid.
Yeah, be afraid.
It's all coming up. Stay tuned.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community. Three Roads Brewery.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Friday edition, not Thursday. And Kayla's joining us from the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. Hi there.
Hello.
Hey, Kayla.
Hello. So as evidenced by the thing on the screen, that's what we're going to talk about today, isn't it?
It sure is.
All right. So the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce, they have been around, again, as evidenced by the thing on the screen, 85 years. Is that correct?
It is.
Wow. I mean, this is it's pretty wild. So
that's more than like 80 years, Kayla.
Thanks, Rob. Rob's really good at math, too.
I can see.
Yeah, he knows business stuff, and he's really good at math.
Yeah.
So
numbers.
Yeah, numbers, things, stuff. You know, it's all good. So tell us about the gala, and also tell us about the Excellence in Business Awards.
Yeah. So like we mentioned, we're celebrating 85 years this year. We've actually been around longer than that, but the Bedford Board of Trade didn't vote to make us the chamber until 1925, and then we were incorporated in 1939. So we celebrate our anniversary from that 1939 date. But every year we do our Excellence in Business Awards. We actually cannot find anywhere in the history when exactly the Excellence in Business Awards started. So we like to say that we're just doing them for the 85th time this year. So we have seven categories. Our normal categories are large and small business of the year. We do an agribusiness of the year, nonprofit of the year, rising star, and citizen of the year. And then every other year, we do a lifetime achievement award. So we get to do that this time. And it's really meant to celebrate someone in the community who has been around for years and years that has really put in time, money, resources, effort into the Bedford community and making it as big and as successful as they can. So this year we have seven awards. We have about five nominees for each category. So we're sitting right around 35 nominees total. So we're just so excited to be able to really spotlight those businesses over the next few months. They go through a little bit of a process from becoming a nominee to getting the award. And then we announce the award winners for the very first time during the annual gala. This year, it's going to be on Thursday, September 12th in the evening, about 5 to 8:30 or so. And we're hosting it at Cedar Oaks Farm again. We've had it there the last couple of years. It's a very beautiful venue, but sit down dinner. We have a silent auction, 50-50 cash bar, and we get to hear some new award winners.
Nice. Can you still nominate folks, or is nominations closed?
Nominations are closed now, so all the nominees are going through that process to be selected at this point.
Okay. But you can still get tickets to the gala.
Yes. So we actually just opened up the tickets for the gala last Friday. And the way that we've had to do it the last couple years, we set a date to end the ticket sales, but we have sold out the last couple of years. So right now we're planning to close the ticket sales around the end of August. But I would definitely recommend going ahead and getting your ticket if you know you want to be there, because we likely will sell out again.
Absolutely. So go ahead and do that now. Visit BedfordAreaChamber.com. And I'm assuming you can purchase tickets online.
Yes, you can purchase them online, and you can do individual seats, or you can do a table of eight, whatever works better for you, your business, or organization.
Okay.
You know, Kayla, I was thinking, you said that you don't really remember when it started, you know, and nobody really can prove that. And that's like the Declaration of Independence. Nobody really can prove when that happened. So okay. You could be like, we've been doing it since 17, you know, whenever the Declaration of Independence happened.
There you go.
76, Rob.
Yeah, 1976. No. You could say you were doing it since then.
Okay, go to sleep, Rob.
Nobody's going to know.
The 85th Excellence in Business Awards Gala, that takes place on, is that September the 12th?
It is.
All right. Cedar Oaks Farm. And it is a beautiful venue, as Kayla said. So log on to BedfordAreaChamber.com and get your tickets now. Kayla, what else you got going on?
So the next thing that we have going on, we actually went to a Hillcats game last night, but the next thing we have going on is 2 weeks from yesterday. So it'll be Thursday the 27th at 5:30 p.m. at Venue 109, which is the venue right beside of Clam Diggers right here in the town of Bedford. And it's one of our smart sessions. And this one is going to be led by Mike Schmidt with Jay Galt. And he's going to talk through small business credit and helping small business owners build up their business credit so they're not needing to put the small business expenses on their personal credit line.
Absolutely. And we had a chance to talk with him earlier, and just so much information.
Yeah, that guy is sharp.
That really, really sharp. Yeah. So much information. And it really spoke to me as a small business person who has been bootstrapping their business from day one. And you know, putting your own personal credit online or on the line every single time you need to do something or need to grow. And you know, if there's a better way of doing it or an additional way of doing it, we want to know about that. So can folks still sign up for that?
Yes. So there's no charge for that if you are a chamber member, but we do ask for you to RSVP. So if you just go to our website, pull it up right there, it's on the calendar of events. It's, again, Thursday, June 27th, and you can see that right there, the Smart Credit Capital and Cash Flow.
Okay. Well, Kayla, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate you coming on a Friday because we were running so behind yesterday with all the theater groups that we had in town. But thank you.
Thanks. You didn't stay all night in the office waiting for us, did you?
You know, I decided to go on home about midnight or so.
Yeah, no, that's good. You need your rest.
Yeah, you do. All right, Kayla, well, we will talk again soon, and have a great weekend.
All right. Thanks, guys. You too.
All right. It is the Mike Show. Coming up a little bit later on, we have Audio Vault. Stay tuned for that.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centra.
You sure do.
Yep. I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centra, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centra can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
You gotta love the juice at Jersey Mike's. That zing of real red wine vinegar and olive oil blend is even better than the zing of a first kiss. No offense to Brenda DeMarche. It was a fine first smooch for me behind the bleachers. But there's nothing like when that zing of the juice hits your lips for the very first time. Years later, Brenda and I shared a Jersey Mike's sub with extra juice. We had a better time because neither of us had braces.
Add a flavor zing with the juice. Jersey Mike's. A sub above.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
It is the Mike Show. It's the Friday edition. That brings us Kent from your Lynchburg Hillcats. How the heck is it going?
It's good. It feels like it's been a while since I've been on the show, but glad to be back.
Yeah, well, we had travel schedules and things like that, and then you guys were out, and then we were out, and so now we're back and we're together. Hi, Kent.
Glad to be back. I'm excited, and we're in the middle of a fun series right now.
That is so cool. Tell us who we're playing, and that's up until what, Sunday?
Yes. So right now we're towards the end of this series against Augusta. So we're playing tonight. We're giving away a Shane Bieber bobblehead. Then tomorrow it's Cancer Awareness Night. We're giving away a Jason Chirio T-shirt jersey. So we're really excited about that. And then Sunday is, if I'm not mistaken, Sunday's Father's Day. And so we're going to do a couple of fun things for Father's Day picnics and post-game catch on the field for, fathers and their kids.
Nice. Yes, it is most definitely Father's Day. Yes, yell at everyone. Yell at them.
Sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay. It didn't carry over too bad, but I know it might have been distracting. Yes, take two. Father's Day is Sunday.
Yes.
So take your dad out to the ball game and treat him to any of these promotions. In fact, get him a season pass, season membership for the rest of the season.
Yeah, it's been an awesome season so far. We've seen some really good crowds. And one thing I'll say about this year's team is that the team is really, really exciting to watch. We've had a couple of walk-offs. Right now we're competing in the Carolina League to be up there. We're not too far out of first place. And the team just has so many like good young prospects that are high up in Cleveland's organization that it's been really fun. And the best part is that our fans have seen, they're all like really good dudes, that they stick around, they sign autographs for a long time after the game. And so if you want a chance to really like, get to know future stars of the MLB and of Cleveland, come out to a game. They're awesome. They're going to sit and talk to you for a little bit and they're going to sign autographs for you. So that's probably been the best part is not only are they really good baseball players, they're also really good people.
That really makes a difference. And especially at this level of minor league professional baseball, you really do get to see the stars of the future. And sometimes some of these guys that have already made the show, they come down to this level either from our team or from the visiting team. And they're rehabbing and they're working out some things. And man, oh man, it's just such a great opportunity to catch them, both coming and going in both directions. It's really, really cool. Between now and Sunday, including Sunday, we've got a homestand and then you guys are away for 2 weeks.
Yes, away for 2 weeks, if I'm correct, and then back. We're here for 2 weeks, and after that, starting July 1st, so July 1st through 6th, we have a series. And so, obviously, in that's July 4th, and that's kind of what one of our, you know, premier marquee games of the season that we want, you know, the entire community to be at. It's the only fireworks show in town in Lynchburg, and it's an incredible experience. And so, you know, there's nothing more American than being here, 4th of July, fireworks, and baseball. That's it. And so then the day after that, so July 4th, huge, awesome fireworks show, best one in town. July 5th, we're giving away a patriotic baseball cap, and it's based on a design from a couple years ago that the team wore. So it's a really, really cool design, and we'll announce that on our social media platform soon once those get in. And then let's see, that's July 5th. July 6th is Star Wars night, so we're going to do some fun stuff. We'll have some people dressed up here, and everything will be Star Wars'd out, and so that's Revenge of the Sixth. And so that's our next series, and then we got a back-to-back series that starts then. So we have the 7th and the 8th off, then back again on the 9th.
Nice.
And so we have a really fun series after that as well, and I'll talk about that more probably when I'm on the show next week.
All right. That sounds great. Well, have a great weekend. Get your tickets at lynchburg-hillcats.com. Take your dad out to the ball game this weekend. You will not regret it. And do a pitch on the field with dad. There are so many special things that you can do at the Lynchburg Hillcats. And the stadium is great. There's not a bad seat in the house, and it's very family friendly, doggo friendly as well.
Yes.
And you know, if you have a, you know, one of those support lizards, you might, maybe not.
We had an African tortoise out to the game last night.
Really?
SeaQuest over at the River Ridge Mall, and
yeah.
It was incredible. Everybody was like, "Oh my gosh, look at this!" He was running all around our concourse and stuff. And
I saw that little dude running around, and he's not little; he's big. I saw that dude running around the mall with my kids, and they were fascinated by it. But yeah, okay, so bring your African sea turtle out to the ballpark as well.
Absolutely, we're open for all, and just hoping to see you out here at Bank of the James Stadium.
All right, bring your llamas, Kent. Thank you so much. If somebody shows up with a llama, it's not my fault. I didn't.
We would probably let them in just to have people get to meet a llama. I think that's pretty cool. I think alpacas are the better between alpacas and llamas. But you can't take the llamas.
Yeah. All right, Kent. Well, have a great weekend, and we'll see you next week.
Yes, sir. See you, Mike.
All right. Coming up a little bit later on, we're going to get even more stupider, if that's even possible, with your stupid criminals in the news. It's all on the way. Stay tuned.
Summer has arrived at Bank of the James Stadium as the Lynchburg Hillcats return home to square off against the Augusta Green Jackets June 11th through the 16th. On Friday, you're going to want to be here early as we're giving away bobbleheads for former Hillcat and MLB Cy Young Award winner Shane Bieber. On Saturday, we're raising money for cancer research with our fireworks show. Then on Sunday, we say Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there with a celebratory pig roast. Don't miss the kickoff to summer and get your tickets at lynchburg-hillcats.com.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF. All right, time once again for Nerd News. This week in science. It's just science. Covering the most important news for your brain. Here's a quick rundown.
Oh, jeez. What horrific thing are they figuring out how to do now?
Well, let me tell you. Turn that up a little bit.
Yeah, turn that thing.
And turn the other thing.
Move that thing over there.
Okay. A team at Harvard.
Oh.
Murphy. Heaven's a Yale man. A team at Harvard put out a new theory on UFOs. maybe they're not coming from outer space. I don't know how I had it set up before, but I know that intuitively, it's I had all the button, all the sound effects and stuff set up in an intuitive way.
Yeah.
That I could just, I literally could just move the mouse over and I knew exactly where everything was. But then when I had to redo everything, I couldn't remember where each one was. So it's not intuitive. How is that possible?
I don't know.
How is it possible that when I'm looking for the sound effect, I'm moving the mouse towards where it should be, but when I set the thing up, I couldn't for the life of me remember how it was set up?
They ought to have some Ivy League college do a study on that.
All right, take two. Okay. A team at Harvard, Murphy, heaven's a Yale man, put out a new theory on UFOs. They said, maybe they're not coming from outer space, but maybe they're coming from inside the Earth. Underground aliens.
Okay.
They also tossed out the idea that they're probably living among us, like in the movie Men in Black. The term,
or lots of other movies.
The term for that is crypto-terrestrials.
Really?
Do you make big, over-the-top facial expressions?
No.
No. A study found it might make people like you more.
Yeah, but then they'd come around, talk.
Yeah. You'd never get rid of them.
Uh-uh.
Always wanting to bum your food.
People are so, like, peoply.
Use your bathroom.
Just around.
In animal news, a study found elephants call each other by name and respond to their own name when other elephants say their name.
How do they know that?
I don't know. I mean, that's somebody's name.
How does anyone know that?
Don't know. In food news.
Okay.
A study found buying something healthy at the grocery store makes you more likely to also buy something that's unhealthy. Like, I grabbed some lettuce. Good for me. I really deserve those Doritos.
Or, like, that big bottle of ranch dressing.
I love that big bottle of ranch dressing. In why is my bank account overdrawn news? The study found going cashless makes people spend more. Okay. I can kind of see that.
Yeah, I've that makes sense, and I've heard that.
And especially if you have overdraft protection up to a ridiculous amount.
Oh yeah.
And you just keep going to the store, and as long as they keep taking my card, you know.
Yep.
But I have started carrying more cash. I used to be totally cashless, and then I went the total opposite direction. Because I didn't want to get in trouble debt, you know, with debt, because I've been there before. And so I cut up all the cards and I went cash only. If I had the cash, I did it. If I had the cash, well, even our business, if we have the cash on hand, we'll buy it. If we don't have cash on hand, we don't buy it. You know, it's just the way it is. We don't have, you know, I'm not going into debt over this. So now I have started to go back the other direction, but I still will, you know, make sure I have plenty of cash on me.
Yeah, I've heard you go the other direction.
It's just one direction. In medical news, scientists came up with a new, what is this? Oh, anti-venom. Does this look like anti-venom to you? The word.
Yeah.
It looks weird to me. I'm a little dyslexic, so that was a hard one to navigate. Anyway, scientists have come up with a new anti-venom for black widow spider bites. Oh my god, where's the bite? Oh man, the bite was supposed to be here. But it's a laugh track.
Which, I mean, yeah, doesn't quite fit the same. But I didn't think that Black Widow bites were deadly.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Are you sure?
Yeah, well, Google that while I do this.
I'll ask the Google.
Scientists came up with a new anti-venom for Black Widow spider bites. I said bites. That could be safer because it's made using human antibodies. The kind we currently use comes from horses.
Only 1.4% of 23,400 people exposed to Black Widow venom experienced life-threatening effects.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
Well,
bites are most likely to be fatal in young children and older adults.
Well, there you go. So it can be fatal to some degree. In space news, Boeing's Starliner capsule that's docked to the space station is leaking helium in 5 different spots. And an ISS...
Pretty sure helium's what's keeping it up.
And an ISS spacewalk was scrubbed due to, quote, spacesuit discomfort. I don't know what that means. I'm not doing a deeper dive into it, but are we talking space wedgies?
Yeah, you know, when it rides up.
All right. Finally.
We've all been there.
And finally, living on Mars is going to suck. It got scorched by the burst of solar energy that caused the big Northern Lights display last month.
Okay.
And because they don't have, you know, we have that protective energy shield. Not the one from Men in Black.
Oh, not that one.
No, not that one. That one is the Arcanet. So that protects us from the alien invasion.
You're talking about like the big umbrella things that you find at restaurants.
Yes.
They don't have any of those on Mars?
Talking about our magnetic field, naturally occurring magnetic field.
Your face has a magnetic
field. Mars does not have as strong, if hardly any, of a magnetic field anymore that Earth does. So solar radiation, solar winds have basically stripped away much of Mars's atmosphere. That's why Mars is Mars and Earth is Earth.
Well, that's what you get for being so close to the sun, dummies.
No, Mars is further away.
That's what you get when you're farthest.
In a study also found astronauts might need kidney dialysis.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
To deal with all the radiation up there. Good Lord.
What you get when you're an astronaut.
A new report also found even short bursts into space might make you slightly dumber. Women seem to recover from space travel faster than men, so more female astronauts might be the answer.
Okay.
Yeah. It could really throw a whole wrench into that men from Mars and women are from Venus theory, though.
Yeah.
I think. Astronauts. Coming up on today's program, what else do we have to do? Oh, yeah. We have sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes, and then we're going to get stupider with your stupid criminals in Doc News. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra, because it's your life.
We help you live it.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF. All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. Our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Well, Father's Day is Sunday. And, you know, the star of our show, it's Dad.
He taught you how to ride a bike, to throw a ball and tie a tie. Silly jokes will make him laugh, but don't you touch his thermostat. He's wearing socks with sandals, and he's wearing cargo shorts. If he's not watching war movies, he's out on the golf course because he's dead. He's dead. Come on. You know he's dead. He's dead. You know it. You know he's dead. He's dead. Come on. You know. You can call him Pottery Pop or Pops to tell you once again. He's dead.
Let's go to viral videos. This female barista in Seattle who owns a drive-through coffee shop called Taste of Heaven Espresso. One of those places where the baristas are scantily clad. Ended up getting into a splash and smash argument with a customer over a $5 cup of ice water. She threatened to throw coffee on him, but then he grabbed it and threw it at her instead, along with the water. She closed the window in time, so she didn't get wet, but then she opened the window and smashed his windshield with a hammer. Here is it all going down, then her comments later. Here, listen.
Give me the $5.
No, there is no $5. You got two drinks. That's not how that works.
Nobody's gonna make me.
You don't need. I'm going to throw this on you. You want me to throw this on you? Get your card and leave.
I can handle the disrespect. The violence, that's where the line is crossed. There's not a refund policy. You thought that you were going to throw drinks on me. You're going to pay for a new windshield and it's going to ruin your day. I posted on social media and I had comments that were like, oh, he didn't actually put hands on you. So is that the level to which a woman is allowed to fight back?
So, you know, we actually should have done this during Stupid Criminals. But anyway, she says police decided she was defending herself with the hammer. So no one got arrested. They just made the guy leave. Let's see. We're going to save that one for Stupid Criminals, definitely. We'll save that one. All right. How about this? Organizers of a Philadelphia festival that ended nearly a month ago said they are still working on a plan to remove, get this, meats and cheeses that were left dangling from a greased pole. Climbing the pole to get food is a tradition, but some of it went unclaimed, partially due to weather conditions. Here are people on the street talking about the bizarre tradition.
People just like to be on elevated surfaces, first off. It's a cultural thing in the city. When we won the Super Bowl a few years back, everyone was climbing poles. We just love to climb poles in this city.
I just feel like it's so unique. People climbing poles for meats and cheeses, like, yeah. It's a sport.
This sounds like something Charlie would do on Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Speaking of meat, Motel 6 in Nebraska has been a source of problems for neighbors, including an employee that was taking ground beef as payment. Here is Captain John Sokolik talking about the business. Here, listen.
The night clerk was accepting ground beef as payment for a room. But we've been working with their corporate headquarters because their corporate headquarters, at last conversation we had, that location does not meet their industry branding standards.
Okay. REM had their first interview with the entire band for the first time in 30 years. It aired yesterday on CBS Mornings. They were asked why the band came to an end and if they'd ever get back together. Here's what they said.
I think the main reason was that there wasn't anything we could agree on really musically. What kind of music, how to record it, are we going to go on tour? We could barely agree on where to go to dinner. And now we could just agree on where to go to dinner.
Right.
We're sitting at the same table together with deep admiration and lifelong friendship. Yeah. A lot of people that do this can't.
What would it take to get you guys back together one more time?
A comet.
Jeez. All right. Let's see. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Father's Day is this Sunday. Here's comedian John Heffron talking about some of the things dads do.
I don't know what kind of swing set you guys had growing up, but my swing set sucked, right? Because my dad put it together for us, and every time we swung on it, one pole would come right out of the grass. Because your dad do such a crap job cementing it in. You'd actually swing on it, then see the swing set above you. You're like, hmm? Bees and wasps would always come out of that top tube. Well, I'm getting gas. His dad pulls up, and you can tell the guy's on vacation because he's got all these big dad veins popping out of his face. He's in this SUV. His kids stay in the far back. One kid is playing a video game. The other kid is flipping through satellite TV. And the whole time I'm thinking, holy crap, people, can you imagine what it'd be like traveling with your own family in that situation? Could you imagine being so far back from your dad that he couldn't smack you at any given time? I hope kids are just taunting their dads from back there. Hey, Dad, we just spilled something. Car company should make a hand that goes on the seat in front of the kid that just goes like that. Dad could have a little button he hits. Pa, 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 pa. What?
All right, that's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly. Go ahead, give it a tug. There we go. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up. We are going to get even more stupider with your stupid criminals in the news. This portion of the broadcast, though, is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions, and I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centrum.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centrum, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centrum can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF! All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in the News. A 33-year-old officer, well, former officer in Nashville named Sean Herman just got charged with two felonies for filming an OnlyFans video in his real police uniform. He made the video on April 26th. He got fired in early May, but they just announced the charges yesterday. The video shows him conducting a fake traffic stop, reaching into the woman's car and fondling her...
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
You never see his face, but you do see his squad car. He used the fake name Officer Johnson. Well, because of course. But they still figured out who he was. He's facing two counts of felony official misconduct.
You know what I pulled over?
No.
All right, well, I got you going 65 and I'm 45 back there, okay? Do you have your license or registration on you?
I actually don't have it in this car, but... What if I show you these?
I can see
Okay. What about this? We had it right here. A Canadian man who bought a winning lottery ticket is unable to collect his money because he forgot where he bought the ticket. Apparently, in Ontario, Canada, they use the location of where it was purchased to verify that you're the rightful ticket owner. Here is Rirong Zhao and his friend Rao Na Chin explaining the situation.
I tried email to them and call them so many times. And then he said, it's on the way, but no one sent the check to me.
It said that if you win over 1,000, you should get your check in the mail 6 to 8 weeks. But right now it's over 1 year.
Uh-huh. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. A scuba diver in Myrtle Beach was searching for someone's lost phone in a lake, but found something else instead. It was a bracelet honoring a former police officer named Gary Walker, who died early on in the pandemic. His wife lost the bracelet in a lake 3 years ago and never thought she'd see it again. Here's the diver, John Connor, and Gary's wife, Danielle, talking about getting the bracelet back.
I felt like I was obligated in sending this gentleman back home.
I just figured it was at the bottom of that lake and it would stay there. I'm sure my husband was up there like, God, we have to somehow get this back to my wife. Who do you know? Just feel like he's just letting us know he's still very much present and he wanted me to have it back. He just found a way to get it back to me. It's him loving me through space and time, no matter what.
And there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
42% of Virginia's kindergartners entered kindergarten without the resources needed to be successful. With the help of United Way, 5,630 books were mailed to 550 children enrolled in Dolly Parton's Imagination Library.
One of the reasons I chose United Way over other nonprofits is its ability to reach and connect with all members of the greater Lynchburg community. I am the change, and you can be the change too.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back Wednesday.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Because we are taking an impromptu Father's Day weekend trip. Have a great weekend, everybody. Happy Father's Day.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
So this is it. This is the end. I hope you and your companion had a good time listening. And hey, if things went really well, do me a favor and name the baby Ron.
Ciao!
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Who's going to do the dishes?